Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages at the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Dav Gimel in the Leaves of Adar edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting that base and with base eight lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara of Chagai B'Shem of Shmuel Bar Nachman, Shalosh Trumois Nemru HaParsha Azois. And the Parsha of Ekhuli Trumo, it says Trumo three times, to tell me that there's three different donations that there were in the time of the Mishkan. What is it? Trumas Adonim. The Adonim is the base of the beams of the Mishkan. For Trumas Shkolim, that we mentioned, Machtze Shekel, the ghost of the Korbanis. For Trumas HaMishkan, the Truma that's given to the entire building of the Mishkan. The Gemara goes on to explain. The first Truma that's mentioned, so Trumas Adonim. That's the base of the beams. Meis kolisha yidvenu libo itikhus trumosi. Again, it says the word trumo. So trumas shkolim, that's the matzah shekel. Vezois a truma shetikhu mihitom. So trumas a mishkan, that refers to the truma of the mishkan. Trumas a mishkan, says the Gemara, la mishkan. That goes to the mishkan. Continues the one of Gimel and Aleph. Mashi yirtsu yasu. They could do with it whatever they want. Every person in Am Yisrael gave a donation. They took all the donations. And the ones that are building the Mishkan, build the Mishkan based on what they needed for the Mishkan. They use the money for what they needed. Trumas shkolim lekarbon. The trumas shkolim goes to the carbon. Mashir tsuyasu. You use it for any carbon that you need. We're going to use here the Girsa Reb Chaim, which is based on the Vilna Gaon. Aval yadkulun shoveh ashir lo yarbe v'ada lo yamit. Everybody's equal. Every person in Amisrael has to give Machtze Shekel the exact same amount. Trumas adonim laadonim. The truma for the Adonim, it goes to the Adonim. Meaning they can't do with it anything else. The only thing, the only usage of the money of the truma of the Adonim goes to the Adonim only. Continues the Gemara according to this gear. So, Omar Avavoin, Avaparsha, Zois, Nemabashos, Trumois, also in the Parsha of Machtes HaShekel, and Parsha Kesiso, also says the truma three times. As the Primoishi goes and tells us, it says Machtes HaShekel, Truma LaShem, Yiten Truma HaShem, Laseis is Truma HaShem. So it says two or three times, tell me about the three different donations that they had in the time of the Mishkan, also in this Parsha. Continues the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah, V'chamishasor bo koyim sa Megillah b'krochim. On the 15th of Adar, they read the Megillah in the surrounded cities. Lo'ikin omar avchalbu avchuna rav b'shem avchia rabo, hakol yoitzim b'arboso shizman kriyoso. Didn't he teach us that in the Megillah, everybody could read it on the 14th? Even the Krochim, that they're supposed to read on the 15th, if they read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, they're Yaitzeh. So what the Gemara is bothered by is, why does the Mishnah tell us that 15th is the time of Kriyas Megillah? You should say 14th is the time of Kriyas Megillah, because even the ones that do read on the 15th could read on the 14th and they want to. Says the Gemara, L'amdecho sh'amitzos ha'nogos be'adar ha'sheni. The reason we're mentioning this is because we want to say that similar to this mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, the other list of the Mishnah applies only to the second other. If it's a Hebrew year, if it's a leap year, all the things that mentioned in the Mishnah, the entire list that it says that you have to do, removing the Kilayim and doing it Tzion and the Kvarim, it all has to be done in the second other. And that's why we mentioned the 15th of other, because the 15th of other, there's a few other things that we do that day. And the reason we mentioned Megillah in the same list, even though Megillah really is more in the 14th than the 15th, to show, tell me there has to be in the second other like the Megillah. So then, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yosivin, they're sitting down. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yosi tells Rabbi Acha, when the Gimel Amud Beis, Lo Mistabro L'Shavar El Labo. This din, the people that live in the Krochim, can read the Megillah on the 14th. That's only B'di'evit. That's only the Shavah. It's already happened. Meaning, if someone comes a few days after Purim and they say, "Oh, yeah, I read the Megillah," and said on the 15th, they read it on the 14th, but now it's already after the 15th. So you say he's Yaitse B'di'evit. But if it's after the 14th, but before the 15th, then we'll tell him, read the Megillah again on the right time. Your time is the 15th, not the 14th. So it's only a shove, if it already happened, there's nothing you can do about it, but not labo, not for the future. V'atani, it says in the Baiso, Malkom shenoa guli koyus ha-shtei yomim, koyus ha-shtei yomim, bring your Arayim. Places that they're not sure what is the right day to read. They're supposed to read on the 14th or the 15th, so you read both days. Why do you read both days? Once you read the 14th, you're yaitzeh for both days. Because anyone who's supposed to read in the 15th can read in the 14th. You see, the only time we say that someone who has to read in the 15th can be Yotz in the 14th, it's only the Shavah, it's only the Eved after the fact. But if I'm right now in the 15th, and the person here belongs to the 15th, he should read again the 15th. And therefore, if he has a Sofik, he'll read both days. Omar Leyu, if I know Sovar Ken. So Rav Acha said, I agree with you, I also hold this way. Omar Amar Novi Ois, I'll bring you a riot to this. And I'm going to use here the gears of Reb Chaim. Ilu ben chamishosor shekor barbosor v'loy kor b'chamishosor. Shema shoyim loy. If a one who belongs to the Krochim, and he goes and he reads the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, we not tell him to go and read the Megillah again the 15th? He says, it's clear that you're going to tell him to read it again. That's his main day. Why is it so clear? If you're not going to do that, so nobody's going to read the 15th anymore. Everybody's going to do the 14th. It's more convenient. That's the day everybody reads. And you're not going to have the 15th anymore. Elama, the halacha is you have to read the 15th. If a person read the 14th, you should read again the 15th. If he passed the 15th, but he did read the 14th, he's yoy to the mitzvah. Says more time shooting a leal oimer mitzvah sinoya goes bother a shani ain nom no goes bother a rishon. All the mitzvahs have to be done in the second order or not knowing in the first order, chutz min a hesped min a tainis, except the fact you're not allowed to do a hesped and tainis on the 14th and 15th of other, shem shovin bezeo beze. That applies both to other aleph and other base, what we have to, what we call today Purim Katon and Purim Gadol. And both months you dial in tesvo, the 14th and 15th, you can't do hesped and tainis. Now this Rav Shimon Gamliel goes in the Mishnah on Maseches Megillah, where there we have Machlekes Tanakama and Blozer Rabbi Yosi. Tanakama says that the mitzvah have to be done in other Hasheni. Blozer Rabbi Yosi says it can be done in other Rishon. Rav Shimon Gamliel comes to say that you have to do everything in other Hasheni. And the Gemara there explains what's the difference between Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. We're going to Arba Parshias. Parsha Shkolim, Zohar, Paro, and Achoydesh, could they be done in other Rishon according to Tanakama? Yes. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that it also has to be done in other Hasheni. So says the Gemara by us, Rabbo, Rav Yirmi, Rav Shem Rav, Rav Sim, Rav Shem, Rav Shem, Levi, Halacha Kashum Gamliel, Rav Pasna, Rav Shem Gamliel, everything has to be done in other Hasheni. Rav Chuna, Rabbi, Tzipori, Nomai, Hinnig, Rav Chanina, Tzipori, Rav Chanina, did the meaning in Tzipori, Kehadot, Rav Shem Gamliel, everything is done in other Hasheni. Loi, Omai, Le Hinnig, Halalacha, Loi. Asher, that was the meaning. That's not the Halacha. The difference between a meaning and Halacha is that Halacha, that's what you say, that's what you publicize that be Rabbi. Hanaga is if someone comes to ask a question, you tell them what to do, but you don't publicize the ad berabim. So the Gemara of a liyan shtaris, when you write a date on a shtar, koisim other arishon v'other hasheni, you write other arishon, other hasheni, that's the gyrsa that we have, and this is the gyrsa the korbanei, the pnei moshe here have. And they say the idea is that even though the mitzvahs belong to other hasheni, other arishon is only an additional month, you still have to call it other. You can't call it shvat. Even though you don't do any mitzvahs in other arishon, but it still has to be called Adar. It's just called Adar Rishon, Adar Hasheni, first Adar, second Adar. Another Gisa that we have over here is based on the Gemara Nidarim that brings you a Machlekes that according to a mayor, Adar Rishon, you write Adar Harishon, and Adar Hasheni, you write Stam. You don't say Adar Hasheni, you just say Stam Adar, because Adar Hasheni is the main Adar as we just quote here in our Gemara. And Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says, Adar Stam is Adar Rishon. Adar Hasheni, you write Sheni. And that's the Hemshech Gemara Davdal Dam Dalef. You write that the second other is Tinyan. You don't have to write Tinyan, just the letter Tof is good enough. So go to the first gear, so other Rishon, you write a Rishon. Other Sheni, you write Sheni. Or you can write Tinyan or Tof, that's good enough. According to the second gear, so Reb Yehuda is telling you that other Rishon is other Stam. Other Sheni, you have to mention that it's the second one. How do you mention the second one? We have different options. But the Iker Nikudu that we bring, according to this Girsa, is as Rameir is the one who says, the other Hasheni is other Stam, as the Gemara said over here, like I'm sure in Ringam Leel. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Gimel.